June 28, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, A Desperate Cry. Opening prayer. On this Sunday, Father, I come to you with praise and thanksgiving. You are God Almighty, and yet you are more than just mindful of me. You love and care for me. Read Psalm chapter 44. For the director of music, of the sons of Korah, a maskil. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their swords that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The peoples shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame. At the taunts of those who reproach and revile me, because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord. Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. Reflect. Have you ever felt that God has let you down? This is a psalm of desperation. The cry of someone with deep faith who is suffering and has lost sight of God. It starts with the writer joyfully recounting the good times they have enjoyed with God. The writer uses the word "we" frequently. For example, we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. The relationship with God was a joyous partnership, a cause of celebration. Then, suddenly, things change, and as far as the writer can see, there is no reason for it. They remain faithful, but life is no longer a joyful journey. It is a path of suffering and sorrow. I imagine that is something we all experience, the mountaintop joys and the dark valleys. It was how I felt through my days of cancer and the treatment I underwent. My prayers were more often those of this psalm rather than those of the more joyful ones that follow. How do we get through the mystery of those dark days? The psalmist has an answer that's easy to miss. In verses 17 and 20, we read that he has not forgotten God. The memory of who God is, his love, his care, his faithfulness, are embedded in the psalmist's heart, and that is what keeps him true. Apply. Remember the good times you have enjoyed with God. Hold fast to him who will never let you go. Closing prayer. Father, when difficult circumstances seem to have no end or do not end as I like, please help me to be patient, knowing that you are for me. Please keep me ever mindful of your goodness to me.